Well, one thing we find out very especially about Dr. Phil.
So we should be talking about John Fiamma?
Or maybe Molt.
You're listening to Muppets in Character, the podcast that hitches a ride on the psychedelic Studebaker and takes a trip through the years to reintroduce ourselves to some of Jim Henson's wondrous Muppet characters. Histories, backstories, details, and memories of some of our favorite Muppets. And now, here are this week's panelists of Muppets in Character. This is Muppets in Character. We are on episode 6, and in this episode, we are talking about Dr. Phil Van Neuter. I think our first Muppets Tonight only character, or at least debut character, because he's been in stuff since then, but he hasn't been in any of the original Muppet Show.
And I have to say, as a person who is a controversial Muppet fan, I say controversial because I love Muppets Tonight, and I love Muppets from Space, and real purists hate both.
Yes.
So, Phil Van Neuter is one of my favorite, of course, my favorite of all time is Pepe, but...
I'm glad we're learning about Phil Van Neuter, but people might want to know who's on the show.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. So, to introduce ourselves first, I'm Matt, and joining me in this episode, as usual, are my sister Karen...
Hello.
And my wife, Christy. And if you hadn't guessed from that little bit of a sidetrack there, this is Christy's episode. So now she is going to fill us in more about Dr. Phil Van Neuter. So without any further ado, take it away, Christy.
Why, hello, thank you, Matt. As you can tell, I really like Dr. Phil Van Neuter. He's performed by the incomparable Brian Henson, and he is a host of Tales from the Vet, which was a recurring sketch on Muppets Tonight. Yet again, one of my favorite shows.
And I was actually really, I remember when the Muppets Tonight was first being talked about in TV Guide, had a big article on them, and mostly TV magazines had big articles on them, and then Tales from the Vet was listed as one of the recurring sketches, and I immediately thought this was going to be the updated version of Veterinarian's Hospital. So I didn't even think the Tales from the Crypt parody.
Yeah, very different.
Yeah, I didn't. So when I first saw the very first Tales from the Vet, I was not prepared for what actually happened. So I don't know if I liked it. Actually, I didn't like it. This is a character, and maybe we'll get more into this later, that took a long time to grow on me. But his first appearance was pretty disappointing to me. I don't know if it was because I was expecting something different or what.
Karen, do you remember Dr. Phil Van Neuter?
No.
Well, I'm about to educate you about him.
All right. I think, Muppets Tonight came out, I think, at a time when I was still a teenager, so I think I was, at that point, too cool for the Muppets. To me, it was still a kid thing, so I don't remember, but when I look at a picture of him, he reminds me of it, a cross between Bill Nye, the Science Guy, and Andy Dick.
Yeah. Yes.
Both of which comparisons have been made, I think, on looks like that. I don't know what its site is, but it's one of the Ikenaz cheeseburger sites that look alike, site. Yeah. Both of those have appeared because I grabbed a ton of pictures that I post on Facebook between episodes, and there was one for
Andy Dick.
Yeah, Andy Dick, and I forgot the other guy's name. I was going to call him Doctor something, but he's not Doctor. It's Bill Nye.
Science,
yes, yeah. Bill Nye. There's one for both of them.
So he's a live hand Muppet. So he's in the style of like Rolf or Swedish Chef, where the actual Muppet performer's hands are being used, and he's usually accompanied by his assistant Mulch. Doesn't really talk; just makes a lot of noise, and kind of mumbles through it. And he opens each episode of Tales of the Vet with his signature catchphrase.
Which I think I have. My clips are a little over the place, so if I play the wrong one, forgive me. But I think this is what you're talking about.
And now it's time for another episode of Tales from the Vet.
Hey, you scared you, didn't I?
Yes, that is it.
And that is, I think, what I didn't like. The
I don't know.
He's reminding children about the vowels.
I know. Let me say he did eventually grow on me, and I do like him now. But I'm just giving you my history with him in his first appearance. So
yes,
I thought that was a little too much. I was like, you don't want to force a catchphrase. I guess you got to start it somewhere. But this was forcing it right out of the gate for me.
He grows on you.
Okay.
His first episode was with Garth Brooks' episode, and he debuted his Tales from the Vet featuring Taylor the Turkey, who loved Thanksgiving.
Tonight's episode is the chilling saga of a turkey named Taylor, a turkey who loved Thanksgiving.
This Thanksgiving thing is really great. I don't know why the other guys in the pen bad mouth it. I mean, they give me a nice shave, and look at all this food. Yams, pumpkin pie, stuffing, and look, they've given me an aromatherapy bath. Sage, rosemary, and oregano. I smell good enough to eat. Whew. Boy, it is getting kind of hot in here, though.
Poor, slow-witted Taylor, product of the public school system. He won't be enjoying any leftovers this year because he is the leftovers. Ah! So, until next week, the files are closed.
That's the very first one?
That's the very first one.
Okay.
Taylor, the turkey who loved Thanksgiving. And I will have to say that I am slightly tempted every year to call the turkey Taylor.
Okay.
Oh,
before we
that's just cruel.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I don't agree with that statement.
It's a little sadistic.
I guess our Taylor would be taking a hot tub bath because we fry turkeys.
And then he's seen in episode 103. We don't have any clips of this one. He comes in to take care of Nigel, the stage manager, after he's been smacked in the face by the control board. And as a side note, if you remember Nigel, the Nigel character, he's always hopped up and on caffeine and jittery because he's a stage manager. I can identify with that.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I can identify with that. His next appearance is in 104, so right after that. It's the episode with John Goodman, and he actually gets to learn a little bit about his personal life when he reads some fan mail.
All right. I have that. I think I have what you're talking about.
Every week, Mulch and I receive thousands and thousands of letters. Mulch, the fan mail. Oh, there you are. Come on, hurry up. Two letters, that's it? You mean the rest were for you? You can't even read. Anyway, one of these letters intrigued me. And I quote, "Dear Dr. Phil, we hear you are married to Mulch's sister, the enchanting and bewitching Composta Heap. How did you meet, and can you please tell us in a song, preferably one by Thomas Dolby?" Well, if memory serves, I believe it went something like this. "I was a young man studying taxidermy at Stuffs University. Good old Stuffs U. When I met the beautiful Composta. It's poetry in motion. She turned her tender eyes to me. As deep as any ocean. As sweet as any harmony. She blinded me with science.
Oh, my specimen. Oh, she blinded me with science.
And she failed me in biology.
Oh, my glasses. Yes, yes.
When I'm dancing close to her. Oh, very good. Science. I can smell the chemicals. Come here, sweetie pie. Science. Mika Pokta.
So, pretty much, as you can tell, Mulch does a double dressing duty. Pretty much, Composta Heap is Mulch with a wig and some makeup.
Lipsticks. Lipstick. Singular.
Stick, yes. Because he only has one lip. Doesn't he only have like one top lip?
And we've already had biological arguments on the Muppets. I'm not going to go into this again.
True. That's a fun way to find out about him. And actually, in the second season, the first episode of the second season, starring the artist formerly known as Prince.
Oh, that I remember. That was
that was
before he went by the artist formerly known as Prince. That's when he went purely by the symbol.
By the symbol.
And they had to walk around with signs, hand signs with his symbol on it when referring to him during that whole episode.
Oh, God.
That was annoying.
The kind of funny thing,
I mean, it was funny from the Muppet perspective, but the fact that they had to go through that was like...
There was that one character that is, I don't know if he's in the band or what it is, that he kind of looks like a little salamander, and he's got a little hat and glasses. Man. And it just every time he lifted it, he'd go,
What is his name? I just learned that today as all places, and I forgot it already. But yeah, I know you're talking about, yeah.
And if you want to see, that would just be funny. But during that episode, we learn even more about Dr. Phil and the fact that he might not be able to hold his eggnog.
Here's to the completion of another great season of Tales from the Vet! Oh, whoops. And I just wanted to say... All right, I'll say it! You're the best crew I've ever had!
We're the only crew you ever had!
Oh, cut it out, Ed, cut it out! And they never let me play in the Little League, Ghosty. And I didn't sell enough chocolate at Christmas time. Mom, get that camera out of my face! I have a platinum card. I have a platinum card, and you all just have green one. Mouse, when did you get a video camera?
So pretty much, as you can tell, it's possibly the most memorable Dr. Van Neuter segment, as Mulch accidentally plays a video from the Christmas party.
Yep. I think this is when I ended up liking the character. Was this bit.
And he starts it out saying, okay, everybody be careful of the eggnog and just being really straight-laced. And then, as you can hear, it deteriorates through the rest of it. And that's, I think that's where I really got to like him too, just because it was so irreverent and so funny. And it just pretty much reminded me a lot of Christmas parties. So, episode 202. Rick Moranis was the guest star, and there was a small bit with Clifford.
Okay, let's see if this is it.
Oh, and don't forget Little Shop of Horrors.
It's not a family film. You don't know your movies.
You don't know my family.
See, I like him when he's not... Actually, I think I like everything he does except his Tales from the Vet stuff, because that was funny, too.
Yeah. I think the Tales from the Vet has to kind of grow on you, because it never really had... an identity.
Well, there's only been, four or five of them.
Yeah, there's only four or five, but neither one of them, they're not really ever the same.
Yeah, and or good.
So, oh.
I'm sorry, I don't like the Tales from the Vet stuff. Oh. I like him. Tales from the Vet.
Speaking of Tales from the Vet that you might not like, when Heather Locklear was a guest, he spoke of another strange animal.
Come with me now as I open the files to the strangest animal stories ever told. Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Excellent choice. Tonight's case is the chilling saga of a little piggy with an unusual appetite. His name, Percy. His passion, pork. Don't that scare you just to even hear it? Yes, always. For this is the tale of Percy the ham-eating pig.
Starting to see a disturbing trend with these from these clips. There's the
cannibalistic.
There's the turkey who wanted to be eaten, didn't. I guess he didn't know he's being eaten, but didn't mind to be eaten, and now we got a cannibalistic pig. This is kind of this is sending the wrong message to children.
I think it is. I think it's saying please become a vegetarian.
You picked this character.
Yes, I did. I love him. Okay,
for clearly obvious reasons.
Yes. And one of the last episodes, because I believe Muppets Tonight only lasted two seasons.
It did. Yeah, two very short seasons, actually.
Too short. We have episode 208, which is the cameo show. Now, I will tell you, every time I look at that, it doesn't even though I know what the cameo show means, I keep looking for cameo.
Oh, come on.
The band. I really do. Don't. Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. So pretty much it's called the cameo show because in the very first few minutes of the opening, Arsenio Hall, who is the guest host, dies, quote unquote, dies at the very beginning after drinking Bear Quill.
Do all the cameo humans eat him?
No.
Okay.
No, they don't.
Oh.
But it's a show full of cameos as they struggle to get a new guest star. So the piece that Dr. Phil Van Neuter is involved in is an ad for Johnny Fiamma's Pasta Playhouse in his special rendition of a Neil Simon classic.
And don't forget, all this week, live on stage, it's The Odd Couple, starring Tales from the Vet's very own Dr. Phil Van Neuter and Mulch.
Gravy? Oscar, where am I going to get gravy at 8 o'clock? No, it doesn't just come when you cook the meat. Where do you come up with these ideas?
Enjoy the witty dialogue of America's poet laureate, Neil Simon.
Well, one thing we find out very especially about Dr. Phil.
So we should be talking about Johnny Fiamma?
Or maybe Mulch.
Hey, you could do that in the future. Somebody else could do that in the future. We find out something very personal about Dr. Phil. We find out that Zelda Rose is his mother. Now, for those of you that are fans of the original Muppet Show, Zelda Rose is a pink Muppet, female Muppet with a gray wig hair, and a big bulbous pink nose. And she looks like her eyes are always closed. She was given...
She looked like she should be Bert's mom.
Yes.
Yeah.
She was in on the second episode of the original Muppet Show when she was with her singing owl. When she performed Who? With her singing owl. And our very final clip, I know you're all relieved about that, is episode 212, Johnny Fiamma Leaves Home. And it's pretty much Take Your Mom to Work Day, where everybody brings their mom. So Clifford's mom is there. The stage manager's mom is there. Everybody's there. And from the Tales from the Vet, the Echo Machine was introduced.
And now it's time for another episode of Tales from the Vet.
Welcome to another blood-chilling installment of Tales from the Vet!
Mulch, turn down the echo.
Brother!
What? What do you mean it's stuck? Brother! Pull the plug, you nincompoop!
Why did I let him talk me into using that stupid echo machine?
Oh, yes, I remember. It was earlier today. So you say that this echo machine will enhance the scariness of the show. Really? I don't know. Let me think about it for a moment.
Huh?
Let's try it! I'm going to introduce the show.
What do you mean we have to do another dissolve before I can get back to the show? Didn't the clock accomplish that? Costume?
Oh, yes, all right. I don't want to spend all day arguing about it. Just go and dissolve.
Now, where was I? Oh, yes, there was an explosion, and then Mulch flew high into the air.
Okay, now I know where I was.
Oh, Mulch! if your femur is fractured. I'll just replace a part you're still under warranty. What's your language, Mo? What, did your mother raise you in a sewer?
And that is our final clip from Dr. Phil Van Neuter.
That was his last appearance, huh?
That was his last appearance on Muppets Tonight.
Wonder why. You know what? I started out liking him in this episode. You managed to undo that, I think, in this by the end.
You know, I don't know. I'm going to get through the rest of this. So after Muppets Tonight ended, Dr. Phil Van Neuter continued to appear for a couple of years. He was the brain surgeon in Muppets from Space for Covenant.
That was cool because he did a parody of Brent Spiner's character scene from Independence Day in that movie.
Now, it could have been said he looks like.
He does look like, he looks like Brent Spiner in that movie because Brent Spiner's got the gray freaky hair wig from Independence Day, I guess you'd say. And he's kind of got, it's not as long, but it's the great freaky hair, so.
So we learn yet another thing during Muppets from Space as he's trying to suck out Gonzo's brain with a quadrilobial brain probe.
Wow.
He's afraid of rats. But he got over it by the end of the movie. But he was afraid of rats.
I remember that, yes.
Dr. Phil Van Neuter showed up at the Muppet Fest fan convention in 2001, someplace I wish I had been, because that was apparently a lot of some great interactions happened there, and a lot of people got to see Pepe.
There's a great picture from that, which I can't find. I found earlier, but a great picture of him performing Phil Van Neuter and I forget whoever does Bunsen, and it was a shot of them. You could see them holding up the individual puppets, like Brian Henson was holding up Van Neuter and. Is it Dave Goles that does Bunsen? I don't think that's right.
I don't know.
But whoever does Bunsen, you saw the performers and the Muppets. It's a great picture. I got to find that again. I'll put that on the Facebook page, but I'm looking for it now because I want to remember who does Bunsen, and I can't. I guess I could look up just who does Bunsen, but I need to find that picture as well.
That was his very last. That was his only interaction with Dr. Bunsen Honeydew, surprisingly. His last appearance was later in 2001 when he was among the Muppets who showed up for a week of Family Feud. Didn't know about that. I wish I had seen that. So it just so cool. And that's pretty much it. Their last appearance was there.
Yeah, he wasn't in the the movies either.
Wasn't in either of the two new movies.
Okay. You know what? Here's the picture, and I can't see who's doing Bunsen. I'll have to look that up. But here is I think this picture is the origin of a misconception I had for the longest time. I had always thought that Bill Beretta had done Mulch, but it was Kevin Clash.
Yeah.
Well, Bill Beretta is doing the other hand of Van Neuter in this picture. So I knew Brian Henson and Bill Beretta had something to do with this character, at least. I thought I had remembered that, and this must be where I got that from. So Bill Beretta apparently was the second hand, or the hands for Phil Van Neuter, at least at this special he was.
Well, I actually have a note here that says his hands were often performed by Bill Beretta.
Okay, good.
So, yeah, the last time
Bill Beretta should have his hands and everything.
So pretty much the last time they were there, he performed was in Family Feud. They competed against the Dixie Chicks.
The Muppets versus the Dixie Chicks?
Yep.
Okay. Where's Chris Irons when you need him?
The Dixie Chicks, Buck Owens, and Keith Urban. So against the country people.
I had no idea that existed.
No, me neither.
I only found it in the Muppet Wiki, and for this week, so that they didn't show the Muppet workers, the face-off podium had extensions attached to the front, and it was moved forward for fast money. So they blocked it so that the audience couldn't see the performers going up.
Oh, okay.
Which I think was really kind of a cool.
Yeah, the studio audience, you mean, right?
The studio audience.
Okay, that's good because you can easily edit all that out for the broadcast. Yeah. So that's cool that they blocked it for the audience as well. Although that has got to be that could not be fun traversing all that as a performer.
No.
Which that always astounds me too. Like Arsenio Hall, when they, was it Jim Henson's last TV interview on Arsenio Hall?
I think so.
And he brought out a bunch of new characters for...
He brought out Clifford.
Yeah, Clifford. For not quite for Muppets Tonight yet, because it hadn't been in development yet, but for the other stuff he was doing. And, I mean, Kevin Clash, for one, and whoever else was that... Well, they had to all be crouched down behind that couch for the interview. Is like a good 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not easy. That's a part of the physicality I don't think of in these things.
Well, that's all I got for Dr. Phil Van Neuter.
That's it?
That's all. Oh. I'm sorry.
Well, if you were to write a Tales from the Vet episode, what would it be?
It would be Dargo the Tail-Eating Cat.
Oh, that's it?
Yes.
Okay.
There we are with the cannibalism.
Yeah, yep. Exactly. That's what
I'm keeping up with it. Or Sylvester the Tail-Eating Snake.
Sylvester the Tail-Eating Snake?
Yes.
Okay. The chicken that loved its wings. I-I-O-U. Whatever, I don't know.
I scared you, didn't I? Yes.
All right, well, is that it? I'm sorry. This is I tried to get
behind. That's it twice.
I started totally on board with this character, and I don't know what happened, but man,
I derailed you.
It was funny too. I've become an even bigger Brian Henson fan than I was before, ever since the Jim Henson Creature Shop Challenge came on. But man, this is not a character I can get behind. I'm sorry.
Well,
I'm kind of angry now.
Let it go. All right. Let it go.
I'm over it. Okay. I still don't know who did Bunsen Honeydew. I want to find that out before we close the show out, so I don't get a lot of emails. Thank you. It was Dave Goles. Good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for trying, Christy. I did enjoy the conversation, at least.
And I learned something new.
That's true. What was that?
Dr. Phil Van Neuter was?
That I don't need to watch Muppets Tonight's Tales from the Veterinary.
That's the funniest thing you've said on this show. All right. Well, if you have an opinion for or against Dr. Phil Van Neuter, I'd love to hear anyone that has someone for. You can drop us a message or post it on our Facebook page at facebook.com/Muppets in Character. Or you can visit our website and leave a comment on this episode's page, or even fill out our contact form and send us an email. And that is at mic.neozaz.com. Well, now we will be moving on to episode 7, which is my episode. So join us then for episode 7, where we will be discussing the Coosbanes. Thanks for listening to Muppets in Character. Muppets in Character is part of the NeoZazz.com Internet Entertainment Network. For more great podcasts and original entertainment, visit NeoZazz.com. The Muppets in Character podcast is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Walt Disney Company. All Muppet characters, names, places, and Muppet-related events are copyright the Walt Disney Company or the respective trademark and copyright holders. For the latest Muppets and Character shows and information, visit our website at mic.neozaz.com or follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/Muppets and Character.